Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast, or welcome if you're new. My name is Nola, and on this podcast, we talk about not every single, but Disney movies, Disney and Pixar movies, what I thought about them, my ratings, what I liked, what I didn't like, and so let's just get started. Okay, so for this episode, I thought I would do Frozen 2. Now, you may be asking yourself, why aren't you doing Frozen 1 first? Well, that is a good question. I don't really know why. I really like this movie, and so I was excited to do it, so I decided to do this one first. But I will probably do Frozen 1 in the future. So if you want, you can watch. You can listen to that one first and then listen to this one. But, you know, doesn't matter. So this movie is about Elsa and Anna. They are sisters. Elsa is older and Anna younger. They are princesses, and their parents died when they were, like, teenagers, I believe. And so in this movie, that was all in the first movie. In this movie, they were... It starts off when they were young, and their dad tells them a story about when he was a kid, about this enchanted forest, because they were playing a game. They were playing, like, enchanted forest or something. So then Elsa and Anna, it's about their journey into, like, the woods or this forest, kind of, and it's their journey about how they want to know about the past. That was a really confusing sentence. It's about their journey into this forest, this mythical forest that nobody's been able to get into or get out of because there's, like, this mist around the forest. So they are able to enter the forest, and it's about their journey trying to figure out what happened to their parents. Well, they didn't know it was about their parents at first, but they realized it was about their parents later, and they go and try to, they realize it's about Elsa's powers now, and they learn about their family's past, or their mother and father's past, basically. So, yeah, that's what the movie's about. Okay, so here are three things that I liked about this movie. The first thing is the soundtrack. I loved all of the songs in this movie. They are unique in their own way. I really liked them because I felt that they really described what was happening. Because I feel like songs don't really do that for some reason. But these songs are just really catchy, and the lyrics are pretty nice. That was really weird. But yeah, I just really liked the songs and stuff. So... yeah. The next is Olaf. Just in general, Olaf is really funny in this movie. He's a snowman. So that's why he's voiced by Josh Glad, and he's really funny. So Elsa and Anna make him when they were little, and then Elsa brings him back. Elsa, like, creates him with her snow powers. So then he becomes their, like, best friend. So he's really funny in this movie. I personally think that he's more funny in this movie than the first movie. But that's just my opinion. He's just, like, really happy, and he's never really sad. He just always, like, brings a smile to your face. So, yeah. The next thing is... oh, yeah. Okay, so on their journey... into the forest, right? Yeah, forest. Okay, sorry. into their journey into the forest, they're all... Kristoff is driving this little, like, cart with Sven in the front. He's really pulling it, but Kristoff is, like, maneuvering it. And then Elsa, Anna, and Olaf are sitting in the back just riding along. And then Elsa... not Elsa. Oh, my gosh. What am I saying? Olaf is just saying... like, a bunch of facts. Yeah, just facts. Like, water has memory, or gorillas burp when they're happy. I think that was one of them. And then he also says another one that's like, technology is going to be the savior and doom of our society or something like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny. So, yeah. And then one last thing. when they are in the forest, they meet these two groups of people, and they have been stuck in the forest. And so he kind of describes, like, Elsa and Anna's story. And so, yeah, he describes it, and it's really funny. So, I thought that was... I'll play a clip of it right now. Okay, so here is the clip of Olaf's story. I think it's really funny. So, yes. Here it is. Hold on. Okay, here it goes.
It began with two sisters. One born with magical powers. One born powerless. Their love of snowmen, infinite.
Anna, no, too high!
Blast!
Oh, Mama, Papa, help!
Slam! Door shutting everywhere!
Sisters torn apart!
Well, at least they have their parents. Their parents are dead.
Oh, hi, I'm Anna.
I'll marry a man I just met.
Elsa's gonna blow!
Smell snow!
Oh, run!
Magic pulses through my snowflakes.
I live!
Ice palace for one! Ice palace for one! Get out, Anna!
My heart.
Oh, my goodness. Only an act of true love can save you.
Here's a true love's kiss.
You're not worth it! Guess what? I'm the bad guy!
What?
And Anna freezes to death. Forever.
Oh, Anna.
Then she unfreezes.
Oh, and then Elsa woke up the magical spirits and we were forced out of our kingdom. Now our only hope is to find the truth about the past, but we don't have a clue how to do that except Elsa's hearing voices, so we got that going for us. Any questions?
So yeah, that was his story. He's really funny. I really like him. He is just... I would personally want him as a best friend, not gonna lie. Yeah, that's Olaf's story. So that's what I meant by the story, if that was confusing. Okay, so here are three things I didn't like. Well, they're not things I didn't like. They're just, like, things that are a little bit sensitive. Like, not... I don't really know how to phrase it, but they're, like, intense parts. Let's just say that. Three intense parts. So if you have, like, somebody who doesn't really like fighting or like fire or like seeing somebody, I don't know how to describe them, honestly. So I'll just say what I wrote down. So the first little intense part is there's a battle scene in the beginning and there's like a bunch of people fighting, but it's like not bloody or anything. It's just like clanging of swords and shields and stuff. So if somebody doesn't like that, then you could just like skip over that part maybe. Again, not scary. None of these are scary, really. And then there's a fire scene where there's this little lizard that can like cause fire because he has fire on his back, and then if he like bursts into flames and he goes like hops from places to places, it like causes fire everywhere. And then Elsa runs into the fire to try to stop it. Nobody gets hurt or anything, but that can also just be like a little bit intense for somebody who doesn't like that. And then the last thing is Elsa goes to this place called the Dark Sea, and she tries to get across it, and it's, like, very difficult because it's, like, super, like, the waves are massive and stuff like that. And then there's this horse, there's this water spirit, and it's a horse. It's, like, in the form of a horse. And so the horse tries to, like, stop Elsa, and it can be, like, a little bit intense. That's kind of all I wanted to say. Again, none of these are, like, really scary or nobody gets hurt or anything. But, yeah. Okay, so here are my thoughts on the movie. First off, I overall just love this movie. I thought the animation in this movie was just amazing. And especially, I'm mainly talking about the part where Elsa goes to Otto Holland and she, like, when she gets inside, there's, like, these ice, not sculptures, but, like, pillars, yeah, that have fallen over, and she uses her magic to lift them up. Then there's these crystals and just ice and everything, and I think it's like really cool because it looks so real, and I thought that was like an amazing job for the animators, and yeah, the amazing job. Next thing is, I thought that it was really cool that the movie goes into depth, if that's a sentence, I don't really think, but goes more into depth, like, behind their family, because in the first movie, you don't really get, like, you get what the family, like, what happens, but you don't really understand as much as I think you would like to, if that makes, like, you don't understand as much as you would want to understand, and so in this movie, it goes into more of the background of the family, and I think that's really cool, so then you can understand it more, because in the first movie, it just, like, tells you about the family, but not, like, the history behind Elsa's powers and stuff, so that is another cool thing. But this movie is also about, like, the past and family, like, I already kind of said that, but I think it's really cool that they learned about the past, and I think it's always interesting to learn about the past, or, like, especially with your family, because it all has to somehow, like, come back to you. Oh, that kind of sounded selfish, or, like, self-absorbed. What I mean is, like, it all, like, your past all leads up to you, and so it's really cool to see, like, what kind of brought you, I think you might understand what I'm saying, but, like, it's just, like, learning about the past and how, and all, and how it has to do with you, if that makes any sense. But yeah, and then, like, if it's with your family, then you can, like, relate to your family. And then, like, as if it's, like, in a movie, then you can't really relate to it. I mean, it might be about, there might be some things in a movie that's, like, about you. Like, oh, I can relate to that. But if it's, like, your family, it kind of has to do with you and, like, the people around you and the people who you're related to. I don't know if that made sense, but I think so. So those are my thoughts on it. But then I also had just some more things about how I love this movie. So when they get to the forest, there's, like, this mist around it. I already said that. And, like, when they try to go into it, they just get, like, bounced back out. And I thought it was really funny that Olaf, he saw that happen. And he just kept running into it. And he gets bouncing out of it, running into it, bouncing out, running into it, bouncing out. And I thought that was really funny. But you might be thinking, like, the people trapped inside, can't they just, like, walk out? No, there's, like, a force field inside and outside, so keeping the people going out and keeping people from coming in. So, just in case you were thinking about that. And then, yeah, Olaf's, one of my favorite songs is When I'm Older, or, yeah, Older, When I'm Older. I don't know why I don't remember this, but it's the scene, I don't remember what the song's called, but he sings about, like, understanding when he'll understand everything that's happening around him when he's older. It all makes sense to him, and so I thought it was really funny because he gets lost a little bit, and he's like, Elsa, Anna, where are you? And then he's like, Samantha? And then, but there's nobody named Samantha in the movie. So, I don't know, I just thought that was funny. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'll play a clip of you. Of you, what? I'll play a clip for you of it, so it makes sense. Okay, so here is the part of, like, the Olaf getting lost. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Here's the part. So.
Anna? Elsa? Sven? Samantha? I don't even know it's Samantha.
So yeah, that was what I was talking about. I don't know, I just thought that was kind of funny. Okay, so we are finally getting on to my rating and recommendation. Took a while, but we are finally there. I rate this movie 100%, 10 out of 10. I love this movie so much. I have seen it about a million times. I like it a lot. It's about family, and that's very important. So my recommendation is, yes, wait, that didn't make sense. I do recommend this movie. It is good for the family, except for those, like, little intense scenes. But it's very funny and super sweet, and I really like it. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. If you have not already, make sure to go listen to my podcast about Soul and about Meet the Robinsons. I definitely recommend both of those movies, so make sure to go watch them if you'd like and listen to those podcasts. So thank you again for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye!